All right, let's dive in. Today, it's all about domain-driven design.
DDD.
EDD, right. We're going deep, beyond the buzzwords.
Yeah.
You've all sent in so much definitions, best practices, even some stories from the trenches, companies like Amazon, Vimeo.
Yeah, they've got some interesting experiences.
Clearly, you want to know how DDD makes software actually reflect the business,
That's
right?
it. Not just code, but a system that really works with the business.
Grows, adapts, all of that. I
Exactly.
see this term everywhere, ubiquitous language, but is it just, fancy talk for good communication?
It's bigger than that. Like, imagine you're building an online store.
E-commerce.
Yeah, e-commerce platform, right? The word order, simple.
Seemed like it.
But to a customer, that means one thing. To the warehouse, something totally different.
Oh, I see.
Accounting, another thing altogether.
So DDD is like, hold on, let's all agree what order means, but in the right context.
Exactly. That's it. Context is key.
Not just a giant dictionary, but recognizing a word can mean different things in different departments.
Exactly. Different parts of the business.
Yeah.
And that's where bounded contexts come in.
Ooh, another term.
Each one is like a zone.
A zone.
Yeah, a zone within the system with its own tailored language for that area.
Like a map of the business, but each zone is a bounded context.
You got it.
So order in the shipping zone means something different from order in like the billing zone.
Bingo. Clear boundaries, no more confusion. Everyone's on the same page.
Clever. But how does this help me decide what to build first? Software is always about tough choices.
You're right, you got to prioritize. So DDD helps us find the core domain. What makes the business truly unique?
The secret sauce.
Exactly. If you're Netflix, it's that recommendation algorithm, right? That's where you go all in.
So some parts are mission critical, those get tackled first.
You got it. Then there's what we call supporting subdomains, important but not unique.
Like customer support or those reports nobody reads but the boss wants.
Exactly. You need them, but maybe an existing tool works, or you outsource it.
Focus on what makes you stand out,
Right.
right? Like a chef, amazing signature dish, but pre-made pasta on the side.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And then there's generic subdomains,
Okay.
the basics, user logins, payments. Don't reinvent the wheel. There are solutions for that.
Already seeing time and money saved. But some folks might think, isn't DDD a bit old school?
Yeah, I get that.
Microservices, cloud native. Does DDD even fit in there?
That's a great question. It might seem like a blast from the past, but actually,
Actually.
DDD is even more important now.
Whoa, hold on. More important, why?
Think about it. Microservices, you're breaking things down, right?
Smaller pieces, yeah.
Each one could be a bounded context, its own team, own code, own language.
Instead of one giant monster app, it's lots of little agile things.
Right. They can evolve independently. And there's more.
More.
DDD loves these domain events, things that happen in the business.
Like an order being placed, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Capture those, react to them. Your system is way more responsive.
I'm no microservices expert, but I see the link now. DDD is like a blueprint for this complex stuff.
It brings order to the chaos, makes
Yeah.
it all make sense.
For both the techies and the business folks, right?
Exactly. And there are even techniques like CQRS and event sourcing.
Okay, those are a bit much for me right now.
Yeah, we can get to those later. The
Yeah.
point is, they work really well with DDD's approach to data.
All right. I'm convinced, theoretically, but are there companies actually doing this?
Oh, tons. Vimeo, the video platform, they're a great example.
Oh, yeah, I use them.
They had a classic monolith problem. Slow, hard to maintain. Sound familiar?
Every growing company's nightmare.
Right. So they used DDD for their move to microservices.
Ah, made each microservice its own little world.
Exactly. With its own rules, speaking the right language.
Improves scalability, faster development, all that jazz.
They're a textbook case of how DDD helps you modernize.
Very cool. Anyone else? Any big names?
Can't talk DDD without mentioning Amazon.
Oh, of course.
They didn't say they were doing DDD, but their shift to
Well,
microservices.
basically DDD in disguise.
You got it. Thousands of independent services, each with a clear business function.
Like they instinctively knew to break things down that way.
And it worked. Scalability, agility, retail domination.
But even they had challenges, right? Doesn't mean it's a silver bullet.
You're right. One big one is keeping that ubiquitous language consistent.
As the team grows, new features. It gets messy.
That's like a game of telephone.
You start with one message, it ends up totally different.
Exactly. Miscommunications, features that don't fit, all the stuff DDD is supposed to prevent.
So lots of communication is key, even more so with DDD.
Constant talking, collaborating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's vital.
What other pitfalls are there?
over-engineering. DDD is powerful, but for a simple app, it might be too much.
Like using a sledgehammer to crack a nut.
Exactly. Gotta pick the right tool for the job. DDD shines when things are complex.
Lots of business rules, tangled logic, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Finance, insurance, big e-commerce.
Yeah.
That's its sweet spot.
Makes sense. There's one thing bugging me, though. Context mapping. We've got these bounded contexts.
Yeah.
But a system isn't just isolated islands, right? They gotta talk.
You're absolutely right. That's where context mapping comes in. We gotta visualize those relationships.
How they communicate, share data, like drawing lines on a map.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it helps us spot potential conflicts early on.
So say our e-commerce platform needs to talk to, like, a delivery service.
Right.
We wouldn't want their mess to leak into our nicely organized bounded contexts.
Exactly. We need a pattern called the anti-corruption layer.
Sounds serious.
It's like a translator. Protects our system.
Make sure they can talk without messing each other up.
Exactly. Keeps things separate, which is what DDD is all about.
Okay, this is getting strategic now. You're thinking about connections, safeguards.
And there are more patterns like that.
More. Like what?
The shared kernel.
Hmm.
Sometimes two bounded contexts need to use the same stuff.
Instead of each doing their own thing, they share.
They agree on a common core. Reduces redundancy. Keeps things consistent.
So much thought goes into this. It's not just the code. It's the whole big picture.
That's it. And those relationships can be all sorts.
Yeah.
You've got customer-supplier. One context needs something from another.
Like ordering, needing to check inventory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you got to define that relationship clearly. No misunderstanding.
So context mapping isn't just drawing lines. It's understanding the whole dance.
The whole dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it keeps evolving as your system does.
Wow. I'm a believer now. But how does this tie back to whether DDD is still relevant today?
It's about building software that matches the business, right?
Right.
And businesses are only getting more complex.
So DDD is more important, not less.
Exactly. It's not about old methods. It's about principles that still work.
All right. I'm ready for the big takeaway. After this deep dive, what should our listener remember?
DDD is about software that truly reflects the business.
It's a whole mindset shift.
We're not just coding. We're building understanding.
We've covered so much language, boundaries, strategy, even mapping.
All working together to make a system that's adaptable, aligned with goals.
And it's not just for giants. Any project can benefit.
Exactly. It helps you make better decisions, no matter the scale.
You know, it strikes me how much it's about collaboration.
Oh, absolutely. Devs, business people, everyone's got to be involved.
Breaking down those walls between departments.
It's a partnership.
More than just the technical stuff.
The code matters, but it's that shared understanding that makes DDD work.
Great point. Any final advice for our listener starting their DDD journey?
Don't be afraid to ask why. Why are we doing this? What problem are we solving?
Kick asking questions. Dig deep.
Exactly. That's how you build software that matters.
Wise words. Thanks for this awesome exploration. It's been enlightening.
Glad to be here. And to our listener, remember, DDD is a journey, not a destination.
Keep learning, keep building.
Exactly. And until next time, keep those brains engaged.
I love it. See you all on the next deep dive.
All right. I've got my map and compass, metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically, yeah. So these bounded contexts, right? Shipping, payments, context mapping shows us how they relate. Are they buddies? Is one the boss of the other? Are they totally off doing their own thing?
So drawing lines on our map, showing those connections?
Exactly. And like sometimes you see a connection and you're like, ooh, that could be trouble.
I can imagine.
Like let's say we integrate with a delivery company.
Okay.
We don't want their whole systems mess leaking into our beautiful bounded contexts.
Yeah. Got to protect what we've built.
So we use a pattern, the anti-corruption layer. It's like a bouncer at a club.
A bouncer.
Yeah. Lets the good stuff in, keeps the bad stuff out.
So our shipping zone can talk to the delivery company, but on our terms.
Exactly. No weirdness from their system messing us up.
That separation is key, right?
Yeah.
DDD all over.
You got it. This is strategic now, thinking ahead.
Any other patterns like that we should know?
Oh, yeah. There's the shared kernel. Sometimes two contexts need the same thing.
Like they both need access to customer data.
Right. Instead of each having their own copy, they share a core.
Less duplication. Everyone's working with the same info.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot between independence and teamwork.
This is really making me think differently about design. It's deep.
It is. And those relationships, there are a few types.
Go on.
We've got customer supplier, One context needs something the other provides.
Ordering needs to know what's in stock, that kind of thing.
You got it. But you got to be clear about that relationship. What data, what format, how fast?
No room for assumptions. Got to spell it out.
Exactly. It's like a contract. Both sides got to agree.
This context mapping, it's way more than just a diagram.
Oh, it's a living document. Changes as your system grows.
Helps you make decisions about new features, even how teams are organized.
Powerful stuff.
I'm convinced. But how does this all link back to our original question? Is DDD relevant today?
DDD is about software that matches the business, right?
Right.
And businesses are getting more complex all the time.
More data, more connections.
DDD helps you handle that complexity, right. So it's more relevant than ever.
Not some outdated method, but principles that work in the real world.
Exactly. Okay, ready for the big takeaway? What should our listener remember about all this? So it's like DDD is about reflecting the business, not just copying it, but understanding all those layers.
Yeah, it's more than just, here's what the business does, make an app for that.
Right. It's like we're building this shared understanding. Tech folks, business folks, everyone on the same page.
We've talked about so much, the language, the boundaries, figuring out what's really important.
And then mapping it all out, seeing those connections.
And it makes a system that can change, grow, actually achieve those business goals.
Exactly. And it's not just for these huge companies.
Right. Anyone can use these ideas.
Any project. It helps you make smarter decisions, no matter how big or small.
You know, what really stands out to me is that it's all about working together.
Oh, absolutely. Developers, domain experts, stakeholders, Everyone's got to be talking.
Breaking down those walls, like you said earlier.
Yeah, those silos. There's got to be a true partnership.
So it's as much about communication as it is about the technical architecture?
Couldn't have said it better myself. Mm. The code is important. But it's that shared language. That's the magic of DDD.
Really makes you think. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners starting out with DDD?
Don't be afraid to ask why. Why are we building this? What problem are we actually solving?
Simple but powerful.
You got to keep digging. Keep understanding. That's how you build software that makes a difference.
I love it. Thanks so much for this deep dive. It's been fantastic.
My pleasure. And to everyone listening, remember, DDD is a journey.
Not a destination.
Exactly. So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep building amazing things.
Perfect way to end it. Until next time, everyone, keep those brains engaged.